Welcome to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I'm your host, Jill Jardine, Masters in Counseling Psychology, longtime astrologer, psychic healer, and yogi. In today's episode, my guest is Kimberly Meredith. Kimberly Meredith is a world-renowned celebrity medical intuitive psychic medium, global speaker, hands-on healer, best-selling author, and so much more. You're going to want to stay tuned to hear what she has to share. Welcome to the episode featuring my guest, Kimberly Meredith. Kimberly Meredith is a world-renowned celebrity medical intuitive psychic medium, global speaker, influencer, holistic practitioner, hands-on healer, spiritual teacher, and the best-selling author of Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. After two near-death experiences, Kimberly experienced an incredible encounter with God and received miraculous healing gifts from the Holy Spirit. Blessed with a unique array of extraordinary healing and psychic abilities, Kimberly is one of the world's most gifted medical mediumship healers and foremost global speakers. Kimberly channels messages through her eyes blinking codes as a tool of communication from God and Mother Mary, Ascended Masters, and the angels. She connects with those who have crossed over to bring messages to the living. Kimberly is often compared to Edgar Cayce, the father of holistic medicine, a medical intuitive, and the most documented psychic of the 20th century. Through her healing mediumship and blinking eyes, Kimberly is directed by God to perform laying on of hands. She can scan or see into the body faster and more accurately than the fastest MRI and thermography machines. Kimberly has healed and helped many thousands of people, removing tumors, restoring hearing, curing cancer, correcting immobility, and completely healing people of many types of physical and emotional disease through the Holy Spirit. She leads miraculous worldwide healing events during which many are healed. To better understand her abilities, Kimberly was invited to undergo testing with Dr. Norm C. Shealy, founder of the American Holistic Medical Association and a neurosurgeon with over 45 years spent working with spiritual healers. The results were profound. Dr. Shealy's tests of Kimberly recorded her ability to heal even through walls. Dr. Shealy concluded that Kimberly appears to emit scalar energy, a unique type of energy associated with genius inventor Nikola Tesla. In 2017, Kimberly was selected by PsychTech Subtle Energy Laboratory and Research Facility to undergo ongoing tests to further understand the inner workings of her talents. In 2019, Kimberly was invited to be tested at the famous IONS Institute of Noetic Sciences, founded by Apollo astronaut Edgar Mitchell and headed by the eminent science Dr. Dean Radin. After participating in multiple double-blind scientific studies, Kimberly's healing abilities are beginning to reveal the convergence of God, spirituality, and science. Kimberly hosts the number one rated syndicated radio hit, The Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, streaming on Blog Talk Radio and iHeartRadio. Many have been healed simply by listening to the sound of her voice on radio and YouTube. Kimberly is a frequent guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio shows and podcasts, including several popular reoccurring appearances on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, the number one rated overnight radio show. She has been a guest on multiple television networks, including ABC, CBS, Fox, and Gaia TV. Kimberly has been prominently featured on the covers and within numerous major publications, such as Women's Fitness, Preferred Health Magazine, LA Yoga Magazine, New York Daily News, The Edge Magazine, The Eden Magazine, and Medium. A healer like no other, Kimberly Meredith bridges the gap between God and science. It is my honor and pleasure to welcome Kimberly Meredith to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. Thank you for being here, Kimberly.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to talk to you and hear more about your work and about you and what happened to you and what's happening now. So the first thing I think that my listeners might want to know about is the near-death experiences which triggered your miraculous abilities of connecting with God, Holy Spirit, Divine Mother, and bringing through this powerful healing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It was interesting because I never heard about near-death experiences before, and I had worked in the medical field for quite a long time. I've witnessed a lot of people crossing over, even at a young age. I lost my parents at an early age and my younger brother, but I just never had heard of near-death experiences. In 2012, I had an accident with a car, and I had gone into the hospital and had left my body totally and gone to the light. It was profound. I was in the hospital for almost 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
And just never thought I would get out. Yeah, it was just unbelievable. When I coded in the hospital, I witnessed seeing my ancestors on the other side. I actually had very huge light go through my eyes, through my body. There was a lot of spontaneous frequencies that I went through. When I came back into my body, as I was leaving my body and coming back in, as doctors and nurses were trying to, you know, keep me alive, I shifted, came into being who I am now. That's how I really feel. Didn't really know what was going on as it was happening. Even when I was in the hospital, I didn't have very much communication with people when I was in the hospital as I was recovering. I had a lot of problems walking. I was actually coming into my own awareness after the near-death experience. It was took about 2 years to really understand that it was an NDE.
Right.
Very profound. When I was a child, my eyes would blink and I would communicate with the paranormal. I always was a spiritual medium psychic, even as a child. I had a healing and paranormal abilities. But after the near-death experience, it went for full circle back. My eyes started communicating and blinking when I was in the wheelchair after I had come home from the hospital.
Wow, that's a fascinating story. Perhaps you had access as you left your body and then came back in to your whole soul repertoire of healing gifts that were part of your whole template. And then this experience brought them all back in fully, it sounds like. And this is what you've been doing now for these years since then. When did you first realize that you had been activated at a whole new level in the light with these gifts? When was the first experience where after you came through from the NDE, you were in the wheelchair? How did that show up for you?
It was actually dark night of the soul situation where I was going through many, many nights of suffering and doing the Western way and taking their medications and going through procedures and clinics and trying to stop the massive subdermal hematoma that I had. They wanted to do surgeries and I just didn't want to do that anymore. And I was doing a lot of praying with a girlfriend who was an RN. I had a lot of friends that are doctors and nurses. I just was doing a lot of praying and hearing a lot of messages coming through. I was in some support groups and people were coming over and praying with me. And one day I just said to myself and God, I don't want to take any more medications. I don't want to do any more of the Western way anymore. I started blinking, spontaneously communicating with me. And I started hearing messages from spirit and angels and guides. They just started telling me to rub my hands together and activate energy. And my friend who was an RN, also a Reiki master, said, oh, you're doing Reiki. And I said, what's Reiki? And she said, it's a type of healing. And I was like, really? I said, I used to do that when I was little. I always rub my hand together and put energy on animals. And she's like, yeah, let's start doing that to you. And I started doing it from the wheelchair on the back of my neck and on my head to stop the headaches. And they started to work.
Wow. So you healed yourself first and then you realized that you were a conduit for this energy. That's the big test, right? If we can heal ourselves, we can certainly work on other people and help them. You came back, you were coming back into health and healing yourself from everything that had happened during the horrible accident. How long did it take till you felt like you were, okay, I'm back now, I can function in a higher way than I have been? How long did it take for that to kind of settle in for you?
It was like 2017 till I really started becoming well-known and started flying all over the world and becoming a well-known healer. It was many years I was in the house learning with spirit teaching me sign language and blinking and codes and becoming a real medical intuitive, which is I scan people and tell people what is going on in their bodies, what the root cause of why people are sick, why they got it, how they got it, and then became a trans-channeler psychic medium and then a healer on top of it. Once I got discovered out of my house, I started traveling around the country and doing expos and retreats and things like that. And I got discovered by many people and referred by many people and started becoming known in 2017.
And the proof was in the pudding, right? People were having probably pretty phenomenal healing experiences and getting to the root of big issues. Would you actually kind of clear them of whatever it was, or would they have to then pursue like a further intervention of some sort?
Most of the time, I'm sort of like an evidential psychic medium. I find things in people before they know they have them.
Yes.
So I'm a preventative health, but also I was just told by, I don't do it, by the Holy One to lay hands and heal.
Yes.
So I also do that. I'm very much a healer, but it's up to you to accept the healing. And also I work with the Western community. I'm somebody that loves working with both Western and Eastern. So I feel that both are needed. Also, I do believe that my type of work people can learn to do. They can't do the blinking that I do, but they can open up their own abilities. The reason why my book out right now is called The Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing, is because I was discovered by people that were in the publishing world and that were in expos that had things that were wrong with them, and they witnessed this work out in the festivals and tumors and scientific researchers that said, we want you to come to our facilities and let's really see if this is real. So even when we go back to Jesus Christ, people said, well, that can't really be real. They want to investigate people like me. So I went to quite a few research institutes and I let them investigate my work and the guide's work. And they said, yeah, it's real. So I've been to quite a few places where they investigated the energies dissolving off of people, and also that we can have a brain detect the energies inside of people's bodies.
Instead of just a machine. Yeah, I noticed that you went to the IONS Institute of Noetic Sciences, and then Dr. Sheely's test with you, phenomenal. And they discovered that you were emitting scalar energy. How do you describe that to listeners?
I think anybody can emit that energy. To me, that energy is really an energy that comes from God, the omnipresent. It's mixing God quantum filled energy with an energy that has been here when we came into the world, but we have, with all of the third dimensional frequencies, have kind of diminished it with all of the pollution and frequencies that we kind of move ourselves out of. So I think we're kind of going back into bringing it into the forefront. I feel that when we live more in a fifth dimensional state of consciousness, we can accept it more. I love that when people want to learn how to get into that dimensional frequency and accept it, we can heal faster and stay in that higher dimension. So I don't think it's just me that can tap into that energy. I feel anybody can do it.
Right. You're living proof of how it is done, or that it can be done. And I think people will do it in their own unique ways. But yes, it's so beautiful that you're merging the divine healing, source healing, the God, Jesus healing that's there and has been there on the planet forever, and proving it to science, which is much needed.
Yeah, God is science.
God is science. And in the ancient teachings of different cultures, they were one. And then, you know, we had the Industrial Revolution and everything was separated. So I love that you're bringing it together and you're displaying to humanity how it is all one. It is one source, and that you are demonstrating the miracles, what they call miracles.
Thank you.
But that everybody has access to this. I thank you for your service to humanity.
One of the doctors that I feel was part of the conduit of helping save my life, he always said, I can't handle when you're sitting in front of me, Kimberly, because you shouldn't be here right now. You should be gone. And it's just so annoying to look at your scans and your MRIs, because you shouldn't be able to hold your head up right now, your neck up. But it's because miracles happen, and miracles are amazing, and God is amazing. And the energy is so miraculous when people just say, I can be healed and I can be in this miraculous higher dimensional frequency. And we just have to believe that and it will happen.
Exactly. Believe and embrace it, allow it. So I'm very excited about the release of your best-selling book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Can you share some information about that book and what you've learned and how this may help other people discovering their unique gifts?
Well, the whole book was channeled. I always loved writing as a young person because I didn't grow up in the happiest house. My mom did her best, but there was a lot of times where things were not so great. I always was a writer as a kid. I always would go into the bathroom and write or go somewhere to hide and write. And I feel like I always was a channeled writer. I have clients and people that read my book and say, I really needed to read this because the first part of the book talks about me growing up and surviving difficult childhood and how my guides were around me too. I talk about how to maneuver right now in our third dimensional world, which is very heavy, how we need to live in forgiveness too. I forgave my mom and she's on the other side and I have a really great relationship with her right now. If you have a relationship with a parent or someone that you need to work something out with, they want to help you. They come over and help a lot. And they help you to live in your highest life right now. Because right now in the next 10 years is the awakening and the shift. 2033 is the 8 in the infinity sign. My book has a lot to do with history happening. This book is going to be a big historical shift in your life when you read it. I started channeling it about 3 years after the awakening happened in me. And it helps you to understand how to move through the difficulties and during this time in history. And it helps you to awaken your own abilities and who you really are. So a lot of times people say, well, I'm an accountant, but I really loved playing music when I was a child, but I'm afraid to go for that. And right now, a lot of people may be born as a person that likes to help people, but they're doing a business, but they want to do the music. They're now ready to shift into that. So it helps you to understand that it's time to make that leap and do what you really are supposed to be and who you are meant to be authentically and transparently. It's about that. And then it's a kind of a Girl Scout fun kind of Boy Scout book too, because it has like fifth dimensional way of living and nutritional practices. It has how to make a really good smoothie. It has affirmations and prayers. Oh my God. It has discovering self-acceptance. It has how to love freely, how to find a relationship in the 3D world to 5D. It has a lot of things that guide you. It's sort of like this guidebook to moving into the new world that we're going into, because we can't stop that we are going into this new life, this new fifth dimensional consciousness that we have to go into. We can't stay in the third dimension anymore. It's not available for us.
This sounds like a very valuable guide for people, because a lot of people are having experiences, don't know what's happening, don't have the paradigm yet in which to put them. And it sounds like this is a really helpful tool for people. And where can they get this book, Kimberly? Where can they access it?
It's not just for older people. It's for younger people too. I'm on TikTok under Kimberly Meredith 11, and it's an audio book. Also, Penguin Random House, which is so cool. I'm a new author. A lot of new authors don't get to do the audio. They let me do my own audio. A lot of people don't want to read anymore. They want to listen. So it is an audio. It's on Amazon. It's at Walmart. It's at Target. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's all over, actually. And it's audio, it's Kindle, it's paperback and hard copy. It's called The Awakening to the Fifth Dimension.
Well, thank you for that offering. That sounds like a book everybody needs to be reading at this point. To kind of harken back to something you were saying about the fifth dimension, because a lot of people don't understand what that is. You basically explained it with living your bliss. So if your bliss is music, is to be in that vibration and let go of the fear, right? Let go of the fear of like, oh, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to do that which is all a third dimensional energetic. In the fifth dimension, it's more we're connected to our higher self, or we're connected to these higher frequencies, and everything is frequency. I'd like to hear more of what you have to say about that.
When you are in this energy field of the fifth dimension, it's more about, yes, less worry and more of being in a divine energy frequency, of living in this soul connection of who you really are. So everybody's born with a number, a frequency energy field. We're in a mathematical quantum. You have a dimensional frequency code. I have a dimensional frequency code. Everybody has a dimensional frequency code. Living in the fifth dimension takes time to understand, because it's like you have meditation you do every day. You have exercises you do. You have how you eat, how you have relationships. Your life is like a frequency developing. And this is what the book does. It teaches you how to live a pathway in this fifth dimensional energy. There's many dimensions. There's, you know, beyond the 12th dimension, but just to be in the fifth helps you to understand. You don't go into a fear mode. Okay, so all this money, you know that life is going to support you. The universe is going to support you. If you're born with a 4 and a 5, a 4 meaning an angelic energy code means you're of service, you like to help. A 4 on top of a 5 is business. You're always going to be good at business and creating business and helping people with business. You're always going to be taken care of by God, Holy Spirit, always going to be abundant. This is important to understand. The book is just the energy behind the book and the paper, but understanding that when you're in the fifth dimension or any of these quantum fifth dimensional energies, it's going to help you. You're always going to be taken care of. You're never in fear.
Would you say that it's more of a heart-centered frequency? A lot of people describe fifth dimension that way, like living actually in the heart, not so much the mind.
I would say being in the fifth dimension or beyond the fifth dimension is always in the omnipresent, which is the heart. 100%. Absolutely.
Beautiful. Thank you.
In your mind, I always say it's the stinking thinking. You're going way over and that's not going to carry you any further. You want to always be an unconditional love, understanding, compassion, nurturing, helping others, serving others, getting out of yourself. And then you're always backed up and fulfilled by the universe. And the universe is always carrying you and helping you. When you're serving others, when you're helping others, is when we know it's like, be still and know I am, I am, I am. And then the divine comes in and helps you.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Before we end our episode today, is there a way that clients can still work with you one-on-one? Do you want to share your services, your website, how they can get in touch with you? And maybe what are some of your offerings that are on your website that people can book with you or schedule with you?
I absolutely love coaching and mentoring people right now. That's one of my favorite things to do, because so many people are having a difficult time with maybe possibly losing their companies, losing their jobs, or switching a position that they may have had. A lot of people want to become healers and coaches and spiritual counselors. A lot of people want to write a book. And I'm your girl. You know, I'm somebody that has a really cool program. I have slashed it in half. The price is incredibly, it's practically giving it away right now. And I love seeing people succeed and rock on and do amazing. And I've had a lot of success with my program. It's called the Miraculous Mentorship Program. And that's on my website. I also love my medical intuitive mediumship readings that I do, and healing. So that's my staple sessions. And I also love doing connecting you to your loved ones that have crossed over. They love talking and they love communicating and they love giving you messages. I do a lot of events. I have like 4 to 5 events on my own platforms. And I do in-person events too in Los Angeles. And all that can be found on my website, which is The Healing Trilogy, thehealingtrilogy.com. My spirit guides made that name, by the way.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool name. I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
The Healing Trilogy being Divine Mother, Divine Father, and the angelics, or
I don't know what happened. I got up. It was like the second year out of the wheelchair. My friend, who's an owner of a company, he said, you need to have a website. I'm like, I do. He's like, yeah. And I went over to the table and my hand was guided. I said, what should my website be? And my hand literally was guided on the paper and they wrote the Healing Trilogy with my hand. And my friend's like, it should be your name. And I'm like, no, they want the Healing Trilogy.
That's where people can find you and find all your offerings. So, well, thank you so much, Kimberly. You shared so much here in the time we had. I'm really excited about your book and I'm very grateful that you came on the show today. So thank you.
I am super happy that I came on the show with you. And I always know when I'm with somebody that's just so beautiful and angelic because my eyes are blinking super fast, you know, beautiful energy. So I'm just really grateful to be here with you.
Kimberly Meredith, thehealingtrilogy.com. Check out all her offerings. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you. Bless you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I hope you enjoyed this episode featuring my guest, Kimberly Meredith. Remember to download, subscribe, share, and give us a 5-star review. This is Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine signing out, sending healing vibrations through the quantum field.